The Planter's Place podcast is brought to you by Osmocote, the planter's plant food.
Sometimes plants you put in many years ago just become too much, but it's not always easy to get rid of them. This is Amy Grisak, the pest patrol expert on plantersplace.com, and today we're going to talk about the War of the Roses. Now, probably about 15 years ago, my friend Sylvia gave me some absolutely stunning perennial semi-wild roses that grew in her ditch and along the edge of their property. They had bright yellow and orange single-petaled roses that usually bloomed every June and, you know, profusely bloomed. They were just absolutely so gorgeous. And having a new landscape, I was hungry for anything that was green and that bloomed in our very arid and oftentimes harsh climate. So she gave me several starts, and for many years, they were absolutely wonderful. And I divided some here and there, put one in a garden next to the house, and put one in next to a fence line. But over the years, I've come to regret that. So in particular this year, I have waged war upon the rose that is next to the house. Now, when I first put it in, it was fine. I kept it a couple of feet away from the house. It bloomed. It was nice and tidy, very, very pretty up against the red of the siding, and all was well in the world. But then it sends out runners. And as anybody who's grown these roses know, they are very vigorous growers. And so runners are popping up here and there. And then the bush itself grows to the point where it's rubbing against the siding, requiring constant pruning. And it just became too much. And so last year, to some degree, and then really this year, I focused my efforts on removing that bush so I won't have to deal with it rubbing against the house. And with it growing so much, it actually catches you. The thorns and the branches catch you as you walk past it. It seems no matter how often I trim it back, there's always an errant branch that is sticking out there. Same goes for what they often call a pioneer rose, which is a brilliant yellow rose. It's absolutely gorgeous, but I planted in the front garden. And this one is along a chain link fence, and it kind of wove itself in within that fence and really became very, very solid. But once again, it sent up runners left and right to the point where it's coming through the hops and then also throughout the perennial bed all along that front garden, which is very problematic when you're weeding, because if you don't have two sets of gloves on, you're going to tear up your hands terribly. So with both these roses, I started this year, at least with the front rows, with my burning campaign. So with that front garden, my favorite thing to do is to get out my dragon weeder, my propane dragon weeder, and take down all of the dried grass and the perennials from last year, including the hops, which grows all over the fence. And it's absolutely gorgeous during the summer, but of course, clipping each little section out takes forever. Bring in the dragon weeder, and it takes a mere matter of minutes to be able to get it all cleaned up and nice and tidy. So this year I scorched that rose pretty well as all the shoots, and it does seem to be dead, or at least 90% so. So I'm focusing my efforts now on digging up the remnants, and we'll just keep after it because I know very well that if there is viable root in there, it will continue to grow. Now, the one along the house is a bit more difficult because I don't necessarily want to bring the dragon weeder that close to the siding. And so I've been continually cutting it and am still deciding, but might very well resort to glyphosate. This June is a very good time to apply it. This early part of the season when everything is growing really, really quickly and it would absorb the poison quickly would be a nice time to really try to get a good kill on it. Chances are, though, even with proper timing, it's probably going to take several applications, probably over several years, to be able to get rid of it all. Now, it does pain me to be able to take these out because they are so pretty, but it just demonstrates once again that you really have to think long-term with some of these plants. It worked for where it was in those beginning years, but as the bush grew and wasn't staying within its bounds, it just became too much. And now we have to resort to war. So if you have those wild roses that you love on one hand but hate on the other, keep in mind that yes, there are good ways to get rid of them. I can't say that any of them are easy, because even when you do kill the plant, it takes a whole lot of effort to dig out that root that basically it's almost like a tree stump that's left. So it's going to take a lot of effort, especially to get that one out of the chain link fence area gone, because I know it's woven within the fence, even below the soil line. So it takes a lot of effort to get rid of them, but it's worth it in the long run, I think. So if you have any questions about how to get rid of die-hard old roses like this, or any other questions about pests in your garden, be sure to check us out on plantersplace.com.
To learn more from our gardening experts, join the community at plantersplace.com. And be sure to like Osmocote Plant Food on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in to the Planters Place podcast.